Bree, Maggie Hare, St. Helena, California, September 4, 1907. Mrs. Harold Bree Whangarata, Auckland. My dear Maggie, this morning I cannot sleep after 2 o'clock, so I have arisen to write to you. I was very pleased to receive your letter, and am so thankful that the great healer has restored your eyesight. I wish you could be here to connect with Minnie in my work. I need the help that you both can give me. Doris is helping on one of my books, and all the workers are doing their best. But you were with me so long that I miss you much. If at any time you and your husband should decide to come to America, I would be glad to have you connect again with my work. W.C. White has been attending the camp meeting in Los Angeles. This was the largest camp meeting ever held in Southern California, and a wonderfully interesting one. A work is being done in Los Angeles that is bringing our people in touch with the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Some of our workers are becoming acquainted with these women and are uniting with them in temperance work. Dr. Lillis Wood Starr is having a wonderful influence with them. I believe that if our workers will labor harmoniously with the women of the WCTU, a great victory for the truth will be gained. Members of the W were present at the Los Angeles camp meeting and were pleased with the truth they heard. We hope that many from this organization will be converted to the truth, and this will be if our people will work for them with faith and prayer. We have a message to bear to sinners concerning the riches of the grace of Christ and the fullness of the Spirit's power. We have direct appeals to make to the unconverted. When our workers, instead of hovering about the churches, will go forth to seek and save the lost, they will be workers together with Christ. When the question was asked the disciples, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" the Savior replied, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9, verse 11, Mark 2, verse 17. This is the work the Savior calls us to do. The world was never in greater need of personal effort being put forth for the recovery of the lost than it is today. If 1/10 of the effort that has been given to those who already know the truth had been put forth for those who are ignorant of the plan of salvation, a great work would be accomplished that still remains undone. The Lord is calling His ministers to search for the lost sheep and to encourage every church member to put forth self-sacrificing efforts for the salvation of sinners. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand in the evil day. We should bear in mind that the experience of the children of Israel will be the experience of God's people in these closing days of earth's history. We will have to fight constantly against the temptation to become careless and indifferent. Satan is determined to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Let us be obedient to every requirement of God. If we stand in the light and work with God's glory in view, we will be protected from the assaults of the enemy. Brother and Sister King are no longer with us, as you no doubt know. His health was such that we thought it best that he should be with his children. His health has improved, and he and his wife are now working at the sanitarium. For some time after they left, we were much perplexed to know who to get to do the work of the house. We have now secured Brother and Sister Mason. Brother Mason is my bookkeeper. Neither is very robust, but we enjoy having them in our family, and Mrs. Mason is an excellent cook. I am sending you a copy of a letter just received from Brother Haskell, telling of the work of Brother and Sister Burgess in India. Also a letter from Brother Burden, telling of the meeting at Los Angeles and the work at Loma Linda.